Welcome back to Community Corner Podcast, Personal Finance Edition. This is Olivia, and I'm joined by my co-host, Rashmi.
Today is the second episode on stocks. Last episode, we talked about what stocks are and the structure of the system. Now today, we will be talking about the types of stocks there are, and towards the end, we'll be providing some resources to start your journey on investing in stocks.
Just to recap really quickly what stocks are, they're a type of security that represents the ownership of a fraction of a company you're investing in. They make you mini CEOs. And if you own a certain percentage of the shares of a company, it's important to know that it's incorrect to say that you own that much of the company. You only own the company's shares.
And when most people think of stocks, they think of what's publicly listed on the stock market. However, it's important to know that there are different types and each have their own characteristics. The beauty of the financial world is that everything has variations and you can choose what best suits you depending on your financial goals.
Before we get too deep into the conversation about what types of stocks there are, we need to understand what dividends are since they play a huge role when you invest in a stock.
A dividend is a distribution of a company's earnings to its shareholders. They are often distributed quarterly and may be paid out as cash or in the form of reinvestment in additional stock.
The dividend yield is the dividend you get per share and it's expressed through a percentage of dividend over price.
These payments and amounts are decided by a company's board of directors. Keep in mind that many companies do not pay dividends and often use the earnings to invest back into the company.
Now that we have a basic idea of dividends, let's start with common stocks and preferred stocks. Common stock, which is also called ordinary shares, represents partial ownership in the company. Common stockholders are more involved in the company with the ability to elect the company's board of directors and vote on corporate policies. This stock class also entitles the investors to the profits of the company paid through dividends.
On the other hand, preferred stock, which is also called preference shares, also entitles the holder to dividend payments, but the difference is that they get it before common stockholders. They also get repaid first if the company dissolves or files as bankrupt. Preferred stockholders do not have voting rights like common stockholders do.
Many companies offer both types of stocks, so you can choose based on how involved you want to be in the company and other preferences.
An example of a company that does this is Google. Google lists GOOGL as common stock, whereas GOOG is a preferred stock.
So the next types of stocks we're going to discuss are growth and value stocks. Growth stocks are associated with companies that are expected to experience significant earnings growth at a faster rate compared to the overall market. This means that they generally tend to outperform during times of economic expansion and when interest rates are low. A great example of this is when technology stocks have been outperforming due to technological advancements and cheap funding. Many growth companies have very limited or no dividends because they prefer to reinvest their profits for expansion within the company.
Value stocks are characterized by being perceived as undervalued or trading at a lower price compared to their intrinsic worth. Investors believe that the market hasn't recognized the full potential of the company, and that's why it's placed at a lower value. This means that the value stock investing is typically associated with a long-term investment in mind, waiting for the market to recognize and correct the undervaluation over time. These stocks are more likely to get dividend payments as well.
Value stocks are also often associated with well-established companies that have a history of stable performance and are considered having a lower level of risk for this reason as well. Financial, healthcare, and energy companies tend to be value stocks.
Moving on to income stocks. These are stocks that provide regular income by distributing the company's profits through dividends that are higher than the market average. These stocks have lower volatility and less capital appreciation than growth stocks. So if you prefer the safer side to investing, then this is the ideal stock for you. Companies in sectors such as utilities, telecommunications, and consumer goods are often associated with income stocks due to their stability.
Blue chip stocks are well-established companies that have large market capitalization. This means that their total dollar market value of the combined shares they have is $10 billion or more. There is also mid-cap, which is $2 to $10 billion, and small-cap, which is $300 million to $2 billion. Blue chip stocks have a long and successful track record of making good earnings and also lead within their industry or sector. Examples of this are Microsoft in the tech sector or McDonald's in the fast food industry. These stocks are often dependable and many safe investors opt to have at least a few of them in their portfolio.
On the other hand, there are penny stocks, which are typically traded at a low price per share. Although the name has penny in it, it's usually around $1 to $5. Penny stocks have lower trading volume since they aren't as common, hence their limited liquidity in the market. This can make it challenging for investors to buy or sell shares at desired prices.
Investing in penny stocks are for investors who want to risk with prices experiencing significant fluctuations over short periods. They are also considered speculative because the companies behind these stocks may be in early stages of development, facing financial challenges, or operating in niche markets where you don't know what's going to happen next.
This is exactly why we do not recommend this type of stock, especially if you're new to the stock game.
The next one we'll be talking about isn't as common, but it's a great one to be aware of. It's called the IPO stock. We used this term last episode when talking about primary markets, which is when the company decides to go public or issue additional shares. The IPO stock is specifically when the company decides to go public. The stock typically gets a discount before the company's stock lists on the stock exchange. If you are actively keeping up with the news, you may be aware of this before other investors and have a shot at buying them for a lower price.
The last type of stock that we wanted to talk about is the ESG stocks. We had conversations in the ETF episode about how many people want to invest in companies that they believe morally, ethically, or even religiously. The ESG stock stands for Environmental, Social, and Corporate Governance, or ESG, obviously, which emphasizes environmental protection, social justice, and ethical management practices. For example, an ESG stock may be a company that agrees to reduce its carbon emissions at a greater rate than national and industry targets, or one that manufactures equipment for renewable energy infrastructure. You can access ESG stocks by adding the Vanguard ESG US Stock ETF to your portfolio.
There are so many more different types of stocks out there, but these are the basic ones you should be aware of. In the future, we'll definitely make episodes covering more types.
But before we close off, we'd like to give you two platforms that are really easy to use to start your journey in investing stocks. The first one is Robinhood, and it's as easy as just opening an account. You need to be 18 years or older, have a valid social security number, and a US address.
But for all the teenage listeners, don't worry, we have one for you as well. Rashmi, would you like to elaborate since this is the one that you use?
Yeah, for sure. So the platform that I use and definitely recommend to you guys is Fidelity, specifically Fidelity Youth. It's a parent monitor account, but it's still under your name. You can use it just like any investing account, but if you want to make a trade, your parent or guardian has to confirm the transaction. It's very user-friendly, and linking it to your bank account was not a hassle for me either.
Hopefully you guys feel a lot more confident in your ability to navigate the world of stocks after these two episodes. It's definitely a complex topic, so don't worry if you're still confused in some areas. It's difficult to understand fully. We highly recommend using Investopedia for any doubts you may have. They break it down really thoroughly.
That's all for this episode of Community Corner Podcast, Personal Finance Edition. Thanks for tuning in. This is Rashmi and Lydia, cashing on.